Welcome to Fit Chicks Chat. We know that you're here because you love everything there is to do with fitness, nutrition, wellness, just like us. And today's episode, we'll be diving deep into holistic health and nutrition. Now, before we get into the episode, we just want to remind you that our Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Coaching Certification is beginning on February 7th. So if you've been considering joining our certification program, if you've been looking at and thinking about getting certified as a holistic health coach, make sure you go to fitchicksacademy.com to learn more, download our brochure, as well as to enroll. At the end of today's episode, we'll also be sharing a graduate's point of view. So there's going to be a grad share at the end of this episode where they'll be talking about not only their experience during the program and their big aha moments, but what it is that they're doing now to create the business that they love, as well as the impact that they are making in this world today as a graduate of the Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Coaching Certification. So listen right till the end. And now let's dive into today's episode.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of Fit Chicks Chat. My name is Laura Jackson.
And I'm Amanda Quinn.
And on today's podcast, we are diving into our first nutrition podcast of 2022. I'm so excited. Oh my gosh. I love talking about nutrition, and even preparing for this podcast, I was like, oh my God, I still feel like I have always so many things to say. And I'm like, what should I pick first? Especially because we are leading up, guys, to our open enrollment for our Fit Chicks Academy Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Coach Certification, which starts February 7th. So it's an 8-week certification. We are starting February 7th. So I've been talking a lot about this internally. I've been getting geared up for our webinars and our info sessions to help you guys learn more about the certification. And I'm like, oh my God, there's so many like things I want to teach on and talk about to do with nutrition in addition to all of this other stuff. So this is going to be a fun one.
I'm excited. I think this, you know, I know this episode is all about the three secrets to using nutrition for success. And I think just thinking about it from this different lens and looking at it as like what holistic nutrition really means is so important and how it really affects you overall. So I know we're going to get into that. So let's do it.
Well, and that's something that I think is so interesting about nutrition has really been like positioned in mainstream as to do with weight loss. Right? Mm-hmm. Every time we talk about nutrition, people always think healthy eating. And when they think healthy eating, it's like, oh, usually that somehow ties into weight loss. And for our sure. certification is, yes, it's all about weight loss. But what I always say is weight loss is a byproduct of your body being in balance. Mm-hmm. And when your body is in balance, all of these other things also start to essentially clear up. So like we've had students who like during the certification, they're learning the different concepts and the coaching tools. They start using them on themselves and they start losing a ton of weight as well. And in that process, though, they also are suddenly sending us emails being like, my joint pain is gone. My anxiety has subsided. My skin has cleared up. And the thing that I think that when it comes to holistic nutrition that a lot of people don't realize is it is about a whole body approach. So even though weight loss is one of the byproducts of a body imbalance, so are all of these other amazing things. And I think people have to start thinking about nutrition as more than just something to look a certain way or to reach a certain goal, because there's so many benefits that nutrition, and there's so many things that nutrition are involved in other than just the way your physical body looks.
100%. I agree with that. And I think it's so interesting because when you start really paying attention to nutrition and how, like when you put certain things into your body, how you actually feel, like this is a really good exercise for anybody listening. Like one of the things that I always do is like, think about, like I take a step back after I consume something and I'm like an hour later, I'm like, how do I feel right now? Like, do I feel sluggish? Do I feel tired? Do I feel like brain fog? Do I feel like I want to go take a nap? Do I feel energetic? Do I feel really light? Do I feel really good? Do I feel really focused? Like, and I kind of pay attention, like, and I don't do this all the time, obviously, like I'm not just like after every meal or anything, but I do, especially when it's things that I don't normally consume. So if I'm like at my family's house visiting, or if I eat at a restaurant or something like that, I always pay attention to like, how is that making me feel? Because there's so much that it can tell you about how it's going to affect your body. And I mean, I know we'll talk about it after, but like, I just find that like when you start paying attention to it, and then if you have kids or anything, you start paying attention to how they react to certain foods emotionally, mentally, energetically. It's so interesting because then it'll really help guide you down the path of, you know, what is really working for you, what maybe isn't working for you, and give you a better understanding of what you maybe want to change in your own diet and your own nutrition.
Yeah. And like when I think about any area of health, like when I think about mental health, when I think about your immune system, so obviously, like we've been in 2 years of this pandemic and focusing on supporting your immune system and your like your physical body is so important. When I think about managing stress, when I think about energy, when I think about even decision making and clarity, like in your mind,
yeah,
nutrition is the very first pillar of that. So it's like, think about it like your life as like a triangle, whether it be, or like, whether it be your mental health or your physical energy or stresses or whatever, and you're trying to fix that thing. Like you're building up the blocks of what you need to do. Nutrition to me should be the very first foundational building block of that. Before you start focusing on even anything to do with like changing your life, or even like if you're going to the doctors and you're going to go on medication. Now, of course, some medications are required, but even as these things are happening, nutrition has to be involved in that process. Even if you're dealing with like Jess, who's our programs manager, she's also a massage therapist. And before she came to work with us full time, she was dealing, you know, with a lot of clients who are coming in with, you know, different injuries and back injuries and stuff. And nutrition is a foundational piece in transforming that, but most massage therapists don't include it. It needs to be in everything, right? So if there's any area of your life that you're trying to change, I 100% believe nutrition is the very first building block you need to include, which is why, even though, again, our certifications are focused on weight loss, holistic nutrition focus on everything.
Well, that's just it. It's looking at all aspects. It's looking not just at like the food that you're putting into you, but it's also like how your hormones are, how your digestion is working. Like understanding all of those aspects is what's going to help be like a lifetime change versus just like doing some sort of a diet or something that is giving you just a quick end result or quick fix.
It's really food just affects looking us, at like exactly mm-hmm. like it affects us in so many ways more than we know. It affects us. Mm-hmm. And that's why too, all of these low calorie, but highly processed diets never work, because even though maybe your body is shedding like numbers on a scale, your hormones are out of balance, which means that if your hormones are out of balance, cause they're not being supported by the food you're eating, you are going to gain the weight back. Same thing as like, you know, you could be again doing these quick fixes or these like shakes, these quick shakes that don't have all of the nutrition that you need. And then you're wondering why you're sluggish or you're suddenly feeling like you're anxious all the time. Like food plays so much of a role in this.
So much.
And it's not talked about. And that's something that with this podcast, you know, we've talked about over and over again, which is why we talk about it so much, because people really need to make this connection. It's like, there's so many times that we just think we have to go take another pill or we have to go do something that is, you know, outside of us, where so much healing is in our kitchen. So much of it.
Mm-hmm. No, definitely. And I think it's also, you know, and I mentioned earlier, like when I look at myself and how I'm feeling, but I also looked at it like from a mom perspective. And I was telling you this just the other day, and I was like, you know, I found watching Maddie, my daughter, she's now 5, but for so many years of her life, she never had like any processed, like high refined sugars or like processed foods or anything. It was all very like natural. And then now we let her have like some snacks and stuff. And like, you know, she can have a cookie and she can have these things. But what I've noticed is if she has too many treats in a day, which I try to limit it to one, and sometimes I'm not around. And so all of a sudden she's like, I ate 3. And I'm like, what? But what like, I've noticed is, but what I've noticed is it's not even like the hyperness or the energy, which is ever what everyone expects. It's actually like, she becomes like really grumpy. Like she becomes like really short and angry kind of and grumpy. And I'm like, that's not my child. Like she's so like, just like happy and like go lucky and like chill most of the time. So when I see that in her, I'm like, the first question I have is I asked my husband, I'm like, what did she eat today? I need to know what she's eaten today, because if you didn't follow the plan or the food that I laid out for her, if you didn't give her those and you gave her all these other things, I need to know what it is, because I need to understand what is triggering this, because this is not normal. But it's just, understanding how that can affect someone's emotions is so powerful. It's such a powerful tool to understand.
Which is why today too, we're going to dive into the nutrition secrets that are really going to help you, and some strategies, some hacks, some tips, you know how we do, around how you can implement this. But again, these are things too, that are not only going to help you if weight loss is your goal, or help your clients, but also going to help you as we head into this new year with mental health, energy, mindset, healing, if you have injury, like all of these things all play into fueling your body with the right foods. So the main thing when it comes to really balancing out emotions and to help, because, you know, this has been a big thing over the last 2 years, is like mental health is huge, especially after the pandemic. So many people are struggling. So hopefully that this will give you, from a nutritional standpoint, the things to do also to help support that. But we have four chemicals. So this is like a little bit of a lesson. So we have four chemicals that are known as our feel-good chemicals, our feel-good hormones. And they're known as DOSE. So this is the way you can easily remember them. So there are dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins. Now, you might have heard these words before, but you don't really know what they are. So it's kind of cool. Like when you kind of just, I put them into categories. So like dopamine is your reward hormone. It gets triggered when you have rewarded yourself by doing when you've done something good, your body emits this chemical, this hormone, to then, it's also a neurotransmitter, but it emits it to then be like, oh, ding, 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 you did a good job. So yeah. Every time we eat, our reward system is fired. There's a dopamine hit that goes to our brain that says you did a good job. Now, when we eat foods that are more like natural, like let's say broccoli or steak or eggs, we still get that hit, but it's very like subdued. Like it's not a huge hit.
It's like a mild little ding.
Yeah. But when we eat something that's highly concentrated or processed, like ice cream or gummies or chips or whatever, that dopamine hit, because it's so concentrated, it gives a really big dopamine hit. So that reward system in our brain is saying, whoa, you did something really, really good. We want more, which is where actually the cycle of addiction starts. It's actually like that dopamine response is involved in all of that, in food addiction, when you're emotionally eating and binge eating, because you're getting that hit of that feel good, like reward is happening, right? So then there's oxytocin. Oxytocin is our love hormone. So I used to talk about this a lot at retreats, and it's also what really comes in when you're doing things like yoga or meditation or hugging someone or sex or having an orgasm. Like all of these things, oxytocin is released. It's like our love hormone. It increases connection. It makes us feel really good. Then there's serotonin, which is our mood stabilizer. So serotonin is one of the major ones that a lot of people, if you're feeling really low, serotonin is involved in that. Like if you're just feeling really down in the dumps and you're like, what is going on? A lot of times it's because we need to induce some more serotonin. And a lot of us have low serotonin and we don't even know it. And it's like our natural feel, like our natural mood stabilizer. So if you're feeling like really low all the time or really like up and down, there's something kind of going on there. And then there's,
it also affects like your sleep and stuff too.
Yeah. It's involved in your sleep and wake cycles. And then there's your endorphins, which we talk about a lot in fitness. Because of course, it's our, like that runner's high. It's that feeling. It's a painkiller. When your endorphins are high, you don't feel pain as much. You get a lot of it from working out. So it makes you feel good. You get that, you know, that workout bump. So all of these are amazing, like tools that are hormones that are in our body to make us feel good. But we actually can support all of these and make more of them in a good way by having the right nutrition.
Which I think is like the coolest thing on earth, to be honest, because I think it's just like, we, like you said, like oftentimes we're always looking for like outside solutions, but once we understand like, okay, these are the four things that I want to support. Like these are the, if I have to focus on anything, these are the four hormones that I really want to support to have like, to create balance of like, you know, joy and trust and love and like, you know, like balance out my serotonin, like all of those things. But to know that you can do that with food, so many times people don't even know that that's possible. And I think that that's so cool that it can be as simple as that. Like it can be just that simple once you know that that's what you need.
Totally.
Which is why I love that we're sharing this.
And I mean, what I do want to say is there are times, of course, where there are cases and every person is completely different. So it's not saying like, oh, you just have to change your diet and like you won't have to be on antidepressants. That's not what we're saying. But what I'm encouraging is that whatever else you're doing, look at your nutrition to support it, no matter what. So even if you are at the place where you're on different medications or you're doing different, you know, strategies or you're doing different modalities like acupuncture, all these things, always look at your nutrition to support that thing. Mm-hmm. Because like I said, it's the first building block and it goes hand in hand with everything. Because I see so many people who are spending so much time and energy and money on, you know, the physical body or on certain areas, but they don't look at their nutrition. They're still eating like McDonald's or they're eating just like a bagel with butter and a coffee for breakfast that has really no nutritional value. And they're like, why is, you know, this other stuff I'm doing not working? Mm-hmm. And it's because they go hand in hand. Right? Like, which is why in our certifications, we teach a holistic approach. We teach the physical body, the emotional, the mindset, getting the body balance, all of the pieces, because they all play together. So the strategy, so these are our three strategies for you to be able to maximize on, especially your dopamine and your serotonin, to be able to use food to make you feel better. And what we know too, especially if you're a coach listening to this, or if you're just listening to this because you're interested in learning more and becoming a coach, the one thing that we do know too is that our clients are going to be more motivated to reach their goals when they feel good. If they're not feeling good, they're not going to be. So this is why this plays into like it as well. It's not just about helping them reach their fitness or weight loss goal. They need to have the motivation and the willpower and the drive, which comes from physically feeling good, which comes from what we're talking about today. Like it all just plays together. Mm-hmm. So the first thing is eating protein and fiber. Now, you guys have heard us talk about the complete in three rule if you've listened to our podcast before, which is every meal is around a protein, a fiber, and a healthy fat to balance blood sugar. So balancing blood sugar is super important when it comes to, you know, overall health, moods, all of that too. But speaking specifically in like talking about like serotonin, which is the mood stabilizer, and dopamine, which is our reward system. When we have, so serotonin, it basically is, it's produced from tryptophan. So tryptophan is an essential amino acid, which is a protein. And when we have this protein, it helps us to produce serotonin. Like there's a big way, like it's a big spider web of actually how that works. This is a very simplified version of it. But the idea is that most women, especially most women, are not eating enough protein, right? Like Amanda, 100%. How do you still see it in terms of protein? Like I still see so many women who are not understanding the importance of protein or not eating enough protein, obviously, unless they've taken a certification or understand how nutrition works.
100%. I'm not even sure, even though I understand how this works, I'm not even sure that I eat enough protein just based on what my requirements would be, right? Like if I was tracking everything on a daily basis, I would probably track a little bit low. Like I do eat a lot of protein. Protein is like, obviously the complete three is my focus of every meal, but I'm not sure if I even involve enough protein knowing how important it is, because I think it's one of those things that I think a lot of people find difficult to add to their diet when they're not aware of how they can add it. So
totally.
And the importance of it. Like I think this fact about like the tryptophan, it like blew my mind. Like when we were talking about this, I was like, oh my gosh, that's so crazy. Like you have this one thing in like your diet and now you can like balance out your serotonin or at least assist in balancing your serotonin. And for me, that's just like, oh my gosh, you know, that's so amazing. And it can come from these protein sources. So now all of a sudden it becomes even more important. Like I always knew it was important for certain reasons, but now it becomes even more important, right? Like, which is what I'm hoping that this fact will help other people see, because it's just like knowing that it's not just like about balancing your plate or diet, you know, like for weight loss or anything like that. It's literally like, this is actually going to help increase your serotonin levels is just like, why would you not want to do this?
Well, and also like, that's just it. Like it's the whole thing of boosting your mood and supporting your body. Like this is where I'm such a huge believer in, like, I talk a lot about mindset, but the body and the mind are like, it's a 50-50, like they go together. You can't just focus on one without the other. And the thing is though, is we have to also balance out the physical body. Cause like, let's say for example, you have these big goals in your life, but then you're eating, you know, like you've just say like for your business, you have these huge, big business goals to become a fitness coach and to run this huge business and all this stuff. But then you're treating your body, maybe you're not eating enough, or you're just eating on the run, or you're eating a lot of like protein shakes and protein bars and processed foods. Your physical body will never be able to support your goals. So in turn, you'll never be able, like, it makes it so much harder to get there. So I'm always such a big believer in like thinking about it from both of those aspects. Like we're friends. We have to work together. So like, even with this, it's like, this is about like boosting your mood. And also though, protein helps, it's the building blocks of our body. So it helps us build muscle. It also keeps us fuller in between meals. And it's a cornerstone in helping to boost our feel good chemicals, which your food affects your mood. And if you're feeling, like I said, really low or unmotivated, look if you're eating enough protein. Look at every meal. Like, do I have a protein source? And I remember like I was interviewing one of our graduates, Monique, from our Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Coach certification. And we were talking about protein because she was, she's vegan.
Vegan.
And she realized during one of the exercises where we do tracking, and we teach macros calculations and how to calculate your macros and how to track. So she was doing that on herself, right? Cause you're your best customer, I would say, your best client. And she was doing it herself and she was mind blown by how low her protein was. And she's like, oh my gosh, not only have I been feeling like lower energy, but she's like, her goals in the gym, she was not hitting any of them. She was lifting weights for so long and never building anything. Now, have you seen her lately? Her muscles look amazing. But it's just the whole idea of like, Amanda was saying, we don't realize until we start to really think about this stuff. So foods that are higher in tryptophan, of course, turkey, we always hear about like, that's the one too around that makes you sleepy.
Makes you sleepy.
Yeah. When you eat, like, I also think though, Thanksgiving, Christmas, usually you're sleepy because you've had,
it's so the amount much of food
that your blood sugar is like,
I agree with that. I don't think it's just the turkey, guys. I think it's like, it's the stuffing, the potatoes, the carbs, everything that you're sugar, like,
the alcohol,
everything that you're consuming from like the time you open your eyes till the time you go to bed or dinner time. You're just like, it's all stuff that you don't normally probably eat either. So it's just like, you're like
100%
like food coma.
But just think, it's just so simple. Like, this is where too, like, think of it simply, like we don't need to make it complicated. So if you're following the complete and three rule, right, you got your protein, your fiber, your healthy fat, but just think, I'm always going to make sure I've got a protein on my plate to help me feel like, to help my mood. So any proteins, eggs, cheese, salmon, nuts, seeds, turkey, poultry, all of those are involved in tryptophan. Now, of course, if you are vegan or vegetarian, like the nuts and the seeds and the legumes and more of the foods that are like the beans and the legumes, those are the things that a lot of times we consume. But just thinking about all adding those things in, just having, you know, that protein on your plate, again, you're taking advantage of increasing your mood as well as all of the other benefits that are going to help you reach, whether it be your weight loss goals or just to feel better in general. The second part of that too is fiber. So I talk so much about fiber in our certifications because I love fiber. Fiber is a part of carbohydrates. So everyone like blast carbs and say they're bad, but if we don't have carbs, then we don't have fiber. And fiber is so beneficial for so many different things.
We love fiber at
FitChicks. We love fiber. Not just pooping, but it like makes you feel full faster. And also 95% of serotonin is actually created in our guts. So this is where our gut health, and we teach an entire module all about gut health and weight loss in this program. But our gut health is so important to our moods as well. We've heard a lot more research lately about like that gut to brain axis, like how our guts actually talks to our brain. And part of that too, though, is of course we have to have healthy bacteria in our gut. So the more fiber the more we support that healthy bacteria, also the more we can boost our serotonin production, which makes us feel better, which makes us feel happier. So eating high fiber stuff like all of our, you know, our fruits and our veggies, our low sugar, low starch fruits too, are also amazing to help balance blood sugar, which of course we love doing in addition to that. So,
and try to always, I mean, a little tip with that too, is like always try to think with fruits and veggies, like eat the skin on it as well, if you can, because that's where so much of the fiber lies, you know, like it's not just about the insides. It's like, if you can eat the skin on the apples or the pears or the carrots or the potatoes or whatever, that's where you're going to get even like an even bigger boost of fiber in your diet.
And that's, I love how you just said that, because that's something actually I've been thinking about too with the Instant Pot. If you don't have the Instant Pot, it's amazing, but I've been making a lot. Like, I have a 9-month-old son and I make all of his baby food at home, and I love the Instant Pot for that. And I just put in like whole sweet potatoes, whole carrots, because also it helps to really soften things up. And then of course I blend it into baby food. Now, you don't have to blend it into that, but even if you pre-soften it and then cool it down and put that stuff into smoothies, you still get the benefit of the skins, especially if you don't have like a high powered blender, like the Vitamix and stuff like that. It can get really chunky. So it's a great way to help to kind of break it down a little bit before you blend it. And then you still get the benefits of all the roughage.
Definitely.
We love some good skins. The second thing is more of a strategy. It's not necessarily like a nutrition. It's about removing temptation from your house. Now, there is a lot of back and forth about this. Mm-hmm. And I'm a huge believer in setting up your space for success. So right. Like if you're an Olympic athlete and you're going to do, let's say, a cycling competition, are you going to be riding like a crappy like bike from Canadian Tire?
Like my bike,
my bike before it broke, but exactly. Like if you're training to reach a goal, you're going to have the best materials to get there. Your space is going to be set up in a way that is conducive to reaching that goal. It's the same when it comes to being healthy. Like we set ourselves up to fail, right? Cause we're like, okay, I want to be healthy, but then I'm going to put all of these temptations around me. And then we beat ourselves up for saying we have no willpower. But we have to set our spaces up to be in line with the person we want to be, right? It's so important. Also, the reason why it's so important is that when, like I was saying earlier, when we eat food, we get a hit of dopamine, right? Whether it's steak and broccoli or whether it's ice cream, we get that hit of dopamine. But if we're already in the cycle of eating junk food, and like I said earlier, you get a bigger hit when you eat those concentrated foods. When we're in the middle of that and we have one little bit, that hit of dopamine is so big that our reward system now is saying, give me more, give me more, give me more. I need another dopamine hit. I need another
dopamine. And it becomes so strong. Yeah.
And that's where the
voice becomes so strong.
That's where the binge starts. So this is where I think it's so important to say, because I used to beat myself up so much when I would binge eat, because I would think, oh my God, it's me. I have no willpower. I didn't realize it was actually my whole system was going through its natural thing. And it was telling me to eat more and more and more and more, which was why I couldn't stop. So if you want to not activate that cycle, that's why it's so important to set up your space for success by removing the things that are not in line with your goals. So I don't like to think of it like removing treats or, you know, that I just like to think of it. I'm not going to have things in my space that aren't in line with my goals. And that's it. That makes me feel not emotional with it. You know what I mean?
Totally. Because if not, it feels like you're just like, you're putting parameters, barriers, or limiting yourself, and it becomes a negative thing. Versus if you're just like, if you think of it in the positive context of like, I set my space up for success. I have the things I need to be successful towards my goals. It's a positive. It's really just about flipping the script. We've talked a lot about this lately, actually, about how it's just the words that you use change the way that you see things and think about things, right? And so it's just it's an important thing to do with yourself, to be just always in that space of like, I'm moving in the right direction, not I'm limiting myself or pushing something away.
Yeah. And what I want you guys to understand too, is like dopamine is involved in addictions. Okay. That is also, we fire dopamine when we also take drugs, drink alcohol, gamble, porn, anything that it lights up that reward center. in our brains, right? When we're seeking pleasure, when we have that, it's like ding, 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 ding. I think of it like Vegas. It's like when you go to Vegas, you're like overwhelmed and all the lights are going off, right? So when you're eating these concentrated foods or having something that has an addictive nature, you're like, your brain is lit up and your brain likes that. It's a natural thing to like it. So we want more of it, right? So when our body physically likes something, we just want more of it and more of it and more of it. So we've got to make sure we're keeping our dopamine under control the same way that we're keeping our blood sugar under control. But the thing that's so cool, as I was saying at the beginning, like what you learn in our certifications is that by getting your blood sugar under control by what we teach you, you're also getting your dopamine under control. You don't have to focus on two different things. They both are hit with the same habit. Right? Yeah. They're both balanced with the same habits, which is what I love about holistic nutrition is we don't have, and holistic weight loss. We can still help our clients get to the goals that they really want. And then we're also helping them with all these other things that they don't even know they're getting help with.
Exactly. No, I love that. I like eat more fiber and balance out your serotonin. Like, it's just so like, it's such a like mind blowing thing to me. Eat turkey so you can balance your serotonin levels.
You're turkey and you're going to boost how you feel. You're going to feel better. You're going to feel happier in general.
Yeah. Just
I know that. It's a way to support it. Like eat fiber. Oh wait, you're also not being constipated. You're also you're fuller longer and you feel happier because 95% of your serotonin is made in your gut. Like it's just, that's what I love about nutrition. The more you dig into it, you see it's connected to everything. So this is where, so I really want to encourage you guys as you're looking at your kitchens or your clients are looking at their kitchens, encourage them to remove those temptations, remove the dopamine hitting foods, which again, the way we find them, they're the highly processed, highly refined, fake foods. Like they're the foods that are food-like products, everything in the middle aisles at the grocery store, right? We want to be having real whole foods for the majority of stuff. And then not saying that they're bad foods to have, but if you are wanting, let's say, for example, ice cream, plan for it and go and get it and bring it home. Don't just have tubs and tubs of ice cream. Cause again, the more that's, that cycle, the dopamine is elevated. Not to get too into it, and I dive into this actually in our How to Stop Overeating course, but we have dopamine, what's the word? I'm thinking about Dan regularly, receptors. So receptors. Our brain, basically there's like different parts that like those light bulbs are our dopamine receptors. So when we get a hit of dopamine, or when we have something that triggers dopamine, we only need a little bit to get that light bulb to go, those light bulbs to go on. But like anything in life, as addiction starts, we need more of it to get the same reaction. So this is where with food over time, this is again, where you're like, wait a second, why did I eat the whole tub of ice cream this time instead of only a bowl? It's because your body has become so accustomed to it that it needs more to get that same feel good feeling.
Right.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Right. So instead of just having a little bit to get a ding, 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 you now need a lot of it to get a ding, ding, ding. And our bodies, we're now regulated to that new level, that new amount. It's the same with like insulin, right? When we talk about blood sugar, when you start to become insulin resistant, you need more and more and more insulin to have the same reaction, which is when the body starts to get out of balance. So that's why too, we want to make sure that we're balancing it out ongoing. It's not just about in the moment. It's about what we do ongoing. So the third thing, and this is the final strategy to help you use nutrition for success outside of weight loss too, is to simplify. I love to simplify. Mm-hmm.
So, I live for simplifying.
I know. I had a conversation actually the other day with a friend of ours, and she was asking me for ideas for snacks. So she's an entrepreneur as well. And she's like, you know, I find that 3 o'clock time, she's like, I need some pre-made snacks. I'm not going to make a snack. Can you give me a list of things? And I said to her, like, I can, I said, but the number one thing that I recommend is just to keep it simple. And that means removing how many times we make a decision about food. Like, I don't know, Amanda, how many times do you think that like you think about like make a decision about what am I going to eat?
Honestly, probably like not maybe once a day, because I always have the same breakfast. I always have the same, I batch cook my lunches so I don't have to think about it. My snacks are the same every day, pretty much. Like I alternate week to week what that snack is. And then dinner is probably the only thing, if I haven't pre-planned our weekly menu for my family, dinner is probably the only time that I ever have to make a decision. But I kind of know, because I only buy certain foods. So I alternate between certain, like, it's like, I'm either making tacos, like taco bowls, or I'm making fajitas, or I'm making, you know, like chicken and rice and vegetables, or like a stir fry or whatever. Like it's, there's not a lot of decision-making, but cause it's, I only have set meals that I make every single week. I don't change the
direction. And I love that, because I think that this is a big misconception about nutrition, about eating, you know, more of a nutritionally dense diet, is that people think it's going to be really complicated. It's going to involve a ton of cooking. It's going to involve a ton of decisions about like, what am I going to eat? How do I build a meal? And our brains get exhausted by the more decisions that we make, right? Like every time we make it, we only have a certain, like we get decision fatigue. We only have a certain capacity to make decisions in a day. So the more we can make those decisions in advance, the more likely we are to be successful at our nutrition. So like, think about Steve Jobs. Like everyone knows who Steve Jobs is. Remember, he used to only wear a black t-shirt. Like that was his uniform.
Yeah.
And the reason he did that was because he never had to think of his outfit. There was one less decision he had to make, because every day he knew, grab the black t-shirt, grab the black pants or the black jeans or whatever, and I'm good to go. So it's like, when you take out all that thought process constantly about what am I going to eat and just simplify, then you free up your space to, you know, for so many other things. So I like to use something called the times two method. And this is what I was telling my friend about, or our friend about. Basically, I don't eat something different every single day. So the times two method is basically pick two breakfasts, two lunch, two dinner, two snacks. Not saying you have to eat them at specific times. It could just be two of three different meals and then two snacks. And then I just alternate between the two of them. That's it. Yeah. And people are like, is that boring? I'm like, no, most people eat the same thing over and over again. They're just eating the non-nutritionally dense stuff over and over and over again.
Yeah. It's funny. You know, I think back to like, even before we started Fit Chicks or anything. And when I used to live with Melissa, like a friend of ours, and I remember every single day I ate the exact same lunch, and I ate a salad, the salad with grilled chicken. And I would just, on every Sunday, I would just make a ton of grilled chicken on the Foreman grill. That's what I used to use back in the day. And I would cut it up, and I would literally, the Foreman's still great. And then I would put it on the salad and just pre-package it. And she was like, oh my God, how do you eat that every single day? Is it not boring? And I ate it every single day, the whole time I lived with her. And I was like, I like love it. Like, it's so easy. I don't think about anything. I just literally like, I just grab it and go. And I've always operated that way. Even now, like in my kitchen right now, I have a turkey stew because we just had the holidays and I have leftovers. I just made a turkey stew and I literally just made enough. And I was like, oh, good. I said to my husband, I'm like, there's our lunch for the next 5 days. I'm like, literally, that's all you're eating. I'm not making anything else. That's just what we're eating. And it's so easy because then I don't think about it. I'm hungry. I know what my food is there. I'm not tempted to eat anything else. It's just like, I just warm it up and I eat it.
That's why like I love it. And that's why
I love
the other part of the times two method is make two batches of the two. So it's like, if you're going to make two breakfasts, like let's say you're going to do overnight oat, like I do like Greek overnight oats or Greek power bowls, which are complete and three approved, again, hitting the protein and fiber. So I'm getting, you know, that for my serotonin to make me feel better. It's something that is really easy to make. It's under five ingredients and I make two jars of those. So that's two breakfasts. Whether it be something like, if I'm going to do something to do with like eggs to me are really easy to whip up, but it's like, I make two things at once, like just always maximizing when you're in that moment of making that decision or creating that thing. Because I don't know how many times I hear clients being like, I just don't have time. It's like one of the number one thought barriers that we have. And it's not that we don't have time. It's that we're just not using the time we have to the best that we can. So by simplifying it, like you making that stew. Now you're like, okay, I just batch cooked. I've got enough for this. Right. But
yeah, so I do it every week. Literally every week.
If you're somebody who wants to make their own lunch in the moment, you can still make it in the moment, but just alternate between two. So if you're going to make, you know, you're going to have eggs one morning and you're going to have overnight oats the other day, just know that in advance. So you just know what you have to do to make the eggs. Or if you're going to have two lunches, so you're going to go between, let's say, Amanda's turkey stew for lunch one day, and then you're going to do a salad with chicken the next day, or with salmon or whatever. But just pick two and just try it for a week and see how much space it creates and how much you actually do already consume the same thing over and over and over again.
Yeah, it is one of the like most gratifying things I have every single day is when I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm super hungry. I need to go eat my lunch. And I'm like, and here it is. It literally makes me so happy because not only don't I have to think about it, I don't have to like make it from scratch. I don't have to spend like 30 minutes making my lunch. It's just like, it's done. I get to eat it. And it makes me just so happy because I'm like, okay, I can just go on with the rest of my day now. I just eat it and I move on. And it's like, and I'm satisfied and I'm happy and I'm boosting my serotonin and I'm doing all those things. And I'm just like, and I'm just, yeah, it is like game changer, like 100%, like a life-changing thing that I recommend to every single person is at least even just one meal a day to have it like pre-done. So you don't have to think about it and then start building from there.
Completely. And the last thing I want to say too about the simplifying too, it's again tapping into that idea of the decision making. So what we're talking about too is like the idea of nutrition outside of just weight loss. And we start to, you know, to be able to stick to something, it's so much easier once it becomes a habit. Mm-hmm. And a habit is really just it's like a program. Like we have our conscious mind, our subconscious mind. Our subconscious mind runs on, it's like a program. It's like a computer program that just runs, right? So when we implement a habit, when we put something in our subconscious mind and it just is something we do that we don't think about, that's when life becomes effortless. Like, you know, people talk about this effortless, like I want to do things that are effortless. It's by repeating things over and over and over again that then it becomes effortless. So think about mm-hmm. driving your car. Like, remember when you first learned to drive your car, how difficult it was to drive maybe from your work to home. You're like, you think about every turn, you think about every knob. It was so in your awareness. And then now, like, how many times have you driven your car from work to home and you get home and you're like, I don't even remember driving here. Where was my brain?
Oh yeah.
Right.
It's like the ghost driver.
You're like so many times on repetition that it's implanted in your subconscious mind that now it is a true habit. So that's why too, by simplifying what you're doing is you're actually reprogramming your subconscious at the same time. And you are making it effortless just by telling your brain over and over. We're doing this again. We're doing this again. This is what I eat, protein and fiber and fat at every meal. Mm-hmm. I eat these two meals, you know what I mean? Like it just is again, doing that repetition, which then makes it easier over time. And that's how too, by also then that consistency, you're going to feel the results, not just see the results in the way your body looks, but you're going to feel it in your body as your mood changes, as you're really maximizing on those chemicals, like your food affects your mood. You're not having these huge dopamine hits. You're producing more serotonin to make you feel happy. Then you're getting your endorphins from your workouts. And then you're loving yourself, which gives you your oxytocin. And there you go. You're feeling amazing. Oh, I don't know if you're muted, Amanda. I can't hear you.
Oh, sorry. I was. Sorry. Yes. I was just going to say, yes. I mean, it really is just like, it's so funny because it sounds so complicated, but it really can be that simple. And I think I love that we shared this episode because I think that this is just taking it and simplifying it. And just, yes, there are so many layers to, you know, health and wellness and mental health, but even just implementing these quick little strategies to boost all of these different mood boosters and help you with your hormones is just going to be such a game changer for so many people. And of course, in our program, our holistic nutrition weight loss coaching program, we dive into this in a lot more detail and go into like how you can not only help yourself, but help your clients. But this is just like, it's such a great, just like simplified approach to looking at it from a different lens.
Exactly. And that's where too, guys, make sure if you are interested in learning more about this, that you do sign up for our upcoming info session, FitChicksAcademy.com/live session. I'm going to be running live info sessions to go through more information about the certification that's starting February 7th. So it's an 8-week program that starts February 7th. We have limited spots. So I'm really hoping that if this is something you're passionate about, you're going to grab one of them and join me in class, but show up for that info session or email us, hit us up on any social media. You can sign up, book a call, talk to one of our team members to learn more because it's coming quick. We start February 7th. Okay, super guys, exciting. Have an amazing day and we will talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Hello, beautiful Fit Chicks community. My name is Blair, and I'm an educated medical professional turned health coach and fitness instructor with a passion for disease prevention. So my previous working experience as a physician assistant helped me gain a deeper understanding of many common chronic diseases like diabetes, and this inspired me to find ways that I could help women prevent these diseases in the first place. Since leaving my job as a full-time physician assistant, I've poured myself into the health and wellness world by expanding my education with, of course, Fit Chicks, and by working as a corporate health coach. Now, with a little bit of extra time during this pandemic, I've finally been able to launch my dream business, Her Habits. With Her Habits, I'm able to offer highly personalized online health coaching programs that leverage habit-based coaching to help women ditch the diet and adopt healthy habits that will realistically work in their lives. My coaching is ideal for women who maybe just don't know where to begin, who want to level up, who would benefit from ongoing accountability, support, and guidance, who are maybe a bit concerned about their future health and well-being, so you might be at risk of developing a chronic disease, are ready to ditch the diet and create a healthy lifestyle that will support their long-term health, or who are looking for a highly personalized approach that is flexible and that caters to your unique wants, needs, experiences, and background. Now, not only am I passionate about helping women create the life that they desire, but I am also really excited to build a community where women can connect with like-minded individuals and where we can lift each other up. And that's really where my motto, Women Helping Women, stems from. So since finishing the Fit Chicks program, the one thing that has really blown my mind is just how helpful finding your niche is. And admittedly, this took me a long time to figure out, but once I was able to, it really allowed me to focus and it gave me a better understanding of who my audience and who my future clientele would be. A few other things that are and actually that continue to blow my mind is just how much people want to support you and see you succeed. And I think that this is something that we easily underestimate, especially if you are like me and you're afraid of putting yourself and your brand out there. Now, the last thing I want to mention quickly is that I am still really amazed by the entire Fit Chicks community. So that's all you guys out there. And just by how consistently Laura and Amanda show up for their peeps. And like I said before, at Her Habits, my motto is women helping women. And it's just really nice to see this at play in the real world. So my biggest piece of advice for anyone out there who's looking at getting started and building their own fitness and nutrition business is to, well, just start. So after the Fit Chicks F&E course, it still took me more than a year to finally bite the bullet and launch my health coaching business. And for me, I don't even remember where I saw this, but I read a quote that said, "If not now, when? And it really made me think, like, really though, when? So this notion, coupled with the fact that I had much more time during the pandemic, culminated in the creation of Her Habits. And don't get me wrong, guys, since launching my Instagram page and in the very near future, my website, I still feel scared. I'm probably, honestly, a little too self-critical, but the good news is that by stepping outside of my comfort zone, I felt free, and it's really allowed me to fully embrace my dreams. So to wrap it up, I invite all of you to connect and to become a part of the Her Habits community. And whether it be to talk about health, fitness, or to discuss the difficulties of traversing a new business venture, I am all ears. I'm here for you guys. So again, this is Blair from Her Habits. You can find us at Her Habits on Instagram, or feel free to drop me a line, info@her-habits.com. Have a beautiful, happy, and healthy day.
Thank you so much for listening today. We will see you again next week. And again, of course, please visit fitchicksacademy.com for more details on our upcoming February 7th Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Coaching Certification. We look forward to welcoming you to the Academy.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.